106 Jack FM Hertfordshire News.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this briefing. It is for Operation Callback. The reason we are here today is to target road safety issues. Research has shown that some 79% of drivers feel that there is little or no chance of them being caught by the police for using a mobile phone.
Hi, I'm Grime. I'm basically stationed at Stevenage on the road policing unit. You're going to be with me today. We're going to go around and basically see if we can find some people using mobile phones and other offences.
And this is a very specialist vehicle. This is the one that helps you spot the people coming from quite a distance. What can this vehicle do?
Basically, what it is, it's a high visibility patrol that we're going to be using. So people do see us. It shows a presence on the road, and it can deter people just by seeing the police vehicle in itself. And prevent them from committing the offences of using mobile phones, etc.
Right, well, this is part of a wider operation. There's loads of police officers that have been tasked to this today and for actually the entire month ahead, really. So I guess we need to get going.
Vehicle contact to a Ford Transit Connect blue panel van registered to BG Sweeney Limited in Welwyn Garden.
Let's just see, vehicle stopped at Stanborough Road. All right, let's go and speak to them. The reason why we stopped you is we've got a colleague down the bottom there by the bridge who's basically spotting for us at the moment. We're doing a campaign for mobile phones, and he's basically seen you on your mobile phone.
It wasn't on my mobile phone. I had a call, and I just saw what number it was, but I didn't answer it.
Okay.
You've been done for this before, have you?
I have, yes. You get told off, you take your medicine, and you don't do it again, so that's why I don't do it again. I just checked what number was calling on it.
With the newer phones, people are using them for sat-navs and whatnot as well. You're still using your mobile phone whilst driving. And that's what the actual offence is. It's not actually talking on a telephone, it's using a handheld mobile device.
And he was stopped on suspicion of using his mobile phone.
We suspect that he's committed an offence. Now, he says he's looked at his phone, he hasn't actually used it as such, but he's effectively still committing an offence as such.
If you're one of the offenders using your mobile phone while driving, don't think you'll get away with it by keeping a lookout for those marked police cars. Police Constable Adam Frost says Hearts Police will still spot you offending.
We always do have these out on the road anyway, but we've got a higher number that are dedicated to this operation, Operation Callback. The obvious advantage of having an unmarked vehicle is that people aren't going to be seeing us, they're not necessarily going to be looking out for us, and when they're engrossed on a phone call, they will always miss us. So it gives us the advantage to catch people. Also, it gives us the opportunity, as we pull alongside them on a dual carriageway or motorway, we can video them from this vehicle without them being aware until it's too late, and then we've got better evidence to offer to the courts, should it go to the courts when the time comes.
Operation Callback was launched by Hertfordshire's Police and Crime Commissioner, David Lloyd. He's told Jack FM that between June 2011 and June 2012, 34 phone-related collisions have resulted in death or serious injury. But it's not just mobile phones the Roads Policing Unit is clamping down on. All kinds of road traffic offences are being detected and punished.
MOT has expired 9th of August this year.
Just catch it up, get the MOT. Are you Mr. Heesman?
Yes, I am, yeah.
The reason why I've stopped you is because your MOT showing has expired.
When?
It is an offence, and I have to caution you. You don't have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention now, something which you later rely on in court, and if you do say, you can be given an evidence. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I was under no realisation that I was anything wrong was with the van or me, or so I was quite shocked.
And then when you found out that there was something that was wrong, how did that make you feel? Because you seemed very surprised.
Extremely annoyed with myself.
Yesterday in Welwyn Garden City's checks, 70 vehicles were pulled over, with 4 uninsured vehicles being seized, and almost 50 drivers were breathalysed.
I take it you haven't had a drink in the last 20 minutes. Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
No? Have you used mouthwash in the last 5 minutes?
No.
No, splendid. When you're ready, take a nice deep breath, place your lips around the tube and blow a continual breath until I say stop. That's lovely. Just going to analyse that specimen of breath. Lovely, if you'd like to take hold of that tube and pull, that's yours. Have a safe day.
Take
care.
And just how cooperative are motorists being? Joan Mercer, who lives in Welwyn, was stopped by police. She's a law-abiding motorist, but has told Jack FM that she didn't feel inconvenienced. Do you feel reassured when you see the police?
I certainly do. I mean, it is very reassuring to know there's a presence.